Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, and I am joined by Don Tsai, Chairman of Discovery Group. Welcome, Don.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
So, Don, why don't you just describe Discovery, and you're the chairman of the company, so why you founded the company?
Discovery is a deep learning, machine learning technology company. The name Discovery comes from video discovery.
Yeah, sure.
So the focus has been on recognizing the video content, mm-hmm. make them structured, and once they are structured, then we can do search and we can do indexing.
So there's been a tremendous amount of growth in video creation online, and so video seems to be just ripe for analysis. What has been the limiter to being able to drive that analysis historically?
Discovery has been developing the video recognition technology and previously focusing on image and mm-hmm. photo recognition. As we all know, video is 30 frames of photos. And the problem of the video content has been the unstructured nature of it. If we want to find a particular footage, for example, nowadays, if you don't have previously tagged them manually, right, it's literally impossible to go through them. So sometimes when we forward a video to our friends on Facebook, on Twitter, whatnot, we forward the whole link. And then we say, go skip to 20 minutes and 30 seconds. Then you see what I want you to see. So it's very inefficient. And the reason for that is because it's not structured. You cannot really search a video content. Even today, there are certain video search engines, but they are really just a manually tagged result where the limit of it is based upon how many tags you put in. Now, there's no programmatic deep learning automatic process for that. So based upon that, we start to focus on video recognition technology.
Now, I've read a little bit about your solution, and you do look at video from different content classes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
There are many recognition technology out there. For example, if we go talk about a security surveillance, we can look at the video and then try to detect whether there's an intruder or a car parked illegally, for example. And those are just taking a portion of the video content and focus on solving the character or the behavior. Whereas Discovery is taking that approach to the next level, we'll call it. Whereas we take a look at seven major content classes, and those are face, image, text, audio, motion, object, and scene. And again, if we can break it down quickly, is the, for example, motion. When we look at a video, if I want to find Kobe Bryant play in Staples Stadium, Los Angeles, and all the slam dunk, today, it's not possible. You cannot search video based upon that kind of query.
Right.
Because if you are to do that, you need to know what slam dunk is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and slam dunk is a motion where in that scenario where we are scientists solving that problem. How do we detect slam dunk motion or the three-pointer? In short, it's a very complicated technology.
Sure.
That's why we've been at it for many, many years. And then this year, we're starting to put this all together and start deploying it to our clients.
Now, tell me about the deep learning approach here. You're training based on a data set to recognize that slam dunk, and talk a little bit about that.
All right. The fact that we recognize seven major content classes, so it's hard to just describe our technology in a very short sentence. But in general, when we talk about deep learning, machine learning, we talk about CNN or DNN, deep neural network, or RCNN. But in addition to that, we also adapt the, we call feature extraction.
Mm-hmm.
So a combination of this variety of technology, then we're able to derive the motion from a particular video footage. And based upon, in some cases, we base upon the voice.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the broadcaster will say, slam dunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we recognize slam dunk. So in combination of that, we are able to put semantic together and then return the result to our customers.
Now, I know that some customers have actually deployed your technology and have it running in different solutions in the market today. Where are we in terms of those types of solutions compared to the ultimate vision of video all being searchable on the fly whenever we want it.
That's a very admirable goal, which we actually will achieve it eventually. But as we all know, for example, Google search engine or any other search engine per se, is you need to have a huge amount of metadata. So today we are working with our clients, many of them, they're online video platforms and TV stations. So we are processing large amount of videos on a daily basis. And after each video is processed, we generate the metadata.
Mm-hmm.
So over time, we'll aggregate, we'll collect, we'll accumulate all this huge amount of metadata, and they will become a search engine. So today, when we work with a client, for example, a TV station, in a way, we're putting together a search engine for this particular client so that it can search internally. But in addition to searching, because the metadata can be applied not just for searching, but also for ad delivery. And as a matter of fact, that has been our focus today, is to help the platform or advertiser to achieve much more effective ad delivery result.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. Final question for you. If folks are listening online, they want to learn more about your company, where should they go for more information?
They can just go to our website, which is www.viscovery.co, and we got many information available online. And of course, we also have some of the most recent results in terms of the effectiveness of the ad technology. In short, I think that's very important to share with the audience is that in average, we can increase the ad efficiency by 30% or more.
Wow.
And that's very significant.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dom, for being on the program today. I can't wait to learn more about the solutions you're bringing to market, and I'm sure the listeners on ChipChat want to find out as well.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.